This is John Batchelor. From a longer conversation with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, we address the understanding that the arsenal of democracy is drastically depleted by Ukraine conflict, now anticipating much in the need for Israel in its war against Hamas, Hezbollah, and their sponsor, Iran, if that is the case. Much needed. And what that does that mean for the industrial base of the U.S. these last years and decades? Gregory addresses it directly and then regrets the expenditure of the ammo in Ukraine that is now needed in the Middle East, in the potential that there is a conflict to the north of Israel, not just to the south. Israel has deployed its heavy forces. Hezbollah is much more of a symmetrical warfare threat than Hamas. And then there's Iran. Here's Gregory.
No, I think we're already seeing considerable common interest expressed by Republican and Democratic politicians on Capitol Hill to support increased defense spending and more efficient defense spending. We've got a long way to go to see that efficiency show any real effect. But certainly the factories are back at work, not just providing platforms like warships and aircraft and tanks and vehicles and the like, but also providing particularly the consumables, ordnance and ammunition, much of which was expended gratuitously by the U.S., feeding that into Ukraine to give Ukraine some hope that it could win militarily against Russia, which does not seem to be likely.
Thank you.